Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. We're New Year's Eve, 12/31/2021. And I will tell you what, thank you, Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, for another complete year. We've made it down here to this far. Let's go and see if we can have a 2022. And let's see if we can have it. And I'm reminded that when, back around Thanksgiving, I told you that there was information, and incidentally, the Russians are still using a multitude of trickery in terms of using the 80-meter ham band. They're using it CW, they're using it multiplex, multi-different type signals, doing different stuff. And they're getting their comms out. They did the washing machine, as I told you. They did all of that. That's kind of gone away because we talked about it. But they are in communication with all of their people in the field, and they've got them over here. Now, I pray that we delayed them some or gave them some hassle in terms of getting set up for this country here, what they were going to do here, because I think this was the play. I still think this was the play, and the play was internally to blow out the power grid in the United States without shooting the electrical, without shooting the EMP weapon overhead, which they could still do. But I think the play was to take it out via use of suitcases, you know, suitcase nukes, and even conventional, and to take out the 9 key power substations and or the Tennessee Valley Authority dams, which I don't think anybody was paying attention to anymore. As far as that goes, they could take out the Hoover Dam or the bull, you know, the different dams out west as well, you know. But just taking down part of the grid in the Tennessee Valley would take out the entire grid, and people don't understand that. People think, oh, well, we'd get the guys from the other state to come over with their trucks, they turn the power back on. No, once the grid goes down, the grid is down. The soonest you can get the grid back up, maybe, according to congressional testimony back 10 years ago, and it's probably worse now than it was then, to be honest with you. As soon as you could get the entire grid back up in the United States would be 18 months. And that's if all of the big power, transformers and all the stuff were still available in quantity enough to reboot the grid, which they're not. You'd have to wait and put up portions of it, perhaps. And then the fact of the matter is that under Joe Biden, we're trying to want to get rid of the coal and the gas and natural gas, you know, for generation of power. We want to get rid of the coal. We want to get rid of the oil for generation of the power and the nuclear. Because it can all run on the same electricity that Ocasio-Cortez's train from California to Hawaii is going to run on, right? The train. let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This country is being ruled by a bunch of idiots. And that idiocy goes way down the line, let me tell you. But we're trying to do our best, working for the Lord Jesus. And that is the key. If you have not repented of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then do so now. Take a little time and ask him, even while the show is on, because that's the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show has always been, and of what I was called to do, is to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and then to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what might be coming and how they could prepare. But I hope that we have put some of the still good people in the U.S. military and intelligence community on to the Russians that are in the United States, many of whom were hired by Barack Hussein, Joker Tut Obama, okay? But then there were others that were hired by Poppy Bush, okay? Because if you forget that those that did 9/11, the ones out of, did Oklahoma City, and then were later on involved in, some of those people from Oklahoma City were involved out in Boston in the airport. Yeah. Yep. The one guy that I can remember listening to Chuck Carter years ago, and they were chasing this guy that had a pickup truck that was one of the ones that was seen with John Doe 2 prior to the Murrah Center bombing down in Oklahoma City. And then that truck, I can remember on air, they found that truck spray painted with a paint can out in some apartment complex in Norman, Oklahoma. Well, that guy had been brought over by George Herbert Walker Bush and had been a colonel, I believe it was in the Iraqi army, was it not, back then? The same people at the top slots that worship Lucifer the Lightbringer are the ones that want to bring on the World War, the Ordo Ab Teo, to bring it on to kill 7 billion people on the planet, you know? I guess I have to kill a few more than that now, because if they want the Georgia Guidestones of only 500 million, I guess the planet is now 7.8 billion instead of 7.5 billion. So Lucy gets to kill more or attempt to kill more. But all I can tell you this is there's power in the blood of Jesus. And he is the true CIC under our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to continue to step up methodical preparation. You need to still continue to be your own supply sergeant, your own supply general store, so to speak. Your garage, your basement, your shelves should be up. And I'll tell you what, all those good people building them shelves out there, I'm hearing about a lot of shelves being built, all right? I think that's incredibly good. I've got too many of mine filled. So I've had to do some stacks here and there, you know, on pallets. I get pick up the old pallets and I put them down. So in case the water backs up in the pipe someday, you've at least got them up on the pallet out of the way of the water, you know, in the basement. Oh, man. It's been a long haul, but I'll tell you what. I've been on air 17 years, over 17 years, by the grace of our Father in heaven, his Son, Lord Jesus, by this wonderful audience, which I still feel it grows a bit, you know, here and there. I get new information. That's something I don't give out as much as I used to, but you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And you can send me a card or a letter that can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So, this is to say that I think that I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus has kept me on the air. I'm thankful that the Lord told Brother Quayle to put me on. I'm thankful that I listened to Brother Quayle and that I had learned all these different things over the years that the Lord had me trained up on and learning and what have you. And that it made me okay when Brother Quayle made it good and all right for me to come back into the world where Lord Jesus was the king, you know. And to retrace my steps, get off my slid back and into Lord Jesus and repenting of my sins and ask him to come and be my savior. If you're out there and you need to do that, you need to do it quickly. Because what I was going to say is this. Remember back around the Thanksgiving time, we had the message from the Russians that was all of a sudden blurted out on a numbers station in the clear. The numbers station normally would be alphanumeric or numbers like 5, 6, 4, 3, 2, or maybe they do it in Spanish, okay? But on a numbers station, it came out. Back then, if you recall, I reported it. It said, basically, attention, attention, 911, slant 31, or slash 31, forward slash 31, slant, they used to call it. 911, slant 31. So there's a possibility that if Putin's plan was originally going to be for this date, and I pray that it is not. And if it is, I pray that his plan will be thwarted and that sufficient kick butt will be landed on him or any of the people involved if it does. And then they'll be laid to waste in the ditch. Because I'm going to tell you, our cities are burning. Where do you think Boulder is about? What do you think that's about? Level 3 communications. Level 3 communications. Off the shelf, right? Off the shelf corporation. Level 3 communications. Huge center of communications underground there. Now, from the northern base of the Russians in the North Pole, their new base, where they've got updated modern state-of-the-art stuff, electromagnetic pulse stuff that is sophisticated, steps up from their old Woodpecker, and God bless the people who remember that and have emailed me about that, because but the Woodpecker was a little different. That was a columnar or column of energy. They could move the column. But the new stuff, they attacked Europe today. I could see it on the mimic, on the global 180 degree domain. It was earlier today. Now, I don't know if it's there right now. I haven't checked before the show. But they were nailing Europe with a huge, powerful bunch of electromagnetic energy constructs. And I believe they were messing with their military communications, possibly their satellites and different things there. And that would be related directly to the Ukraine and that aspect over there. All right? And the military is communicating with each other. Well, if somebody hit level 3 and it caused some problems in Boulder, you've got some scenarios. We also have had, at that Boulder deal, just to look at that, this is ridiculous, 110 mile per hour tornadic winds in Boulder, Colorado. No, no, no. That is a tunneling laser. Somebody did that with WeatherX. Weather X-ray with weather warfare manipulation. And now the snowstorm's going across the northern tier. Well, going to cause some problems. On the other hand, we've got so much snow in the Sierra, you know, 16 foot, 30 feet, well, some places, that is replenishing moisture in the groundwater, and it's going to replenish some of the reservoirs. But I'll tell you what, if the Russians, if Putin decides to go, it's going to be whiz-bang, zoom-bang, boom-bada-buda, you know? Bing-bang-bomb, bing-bang-boom-bomb, okay? Because I'll tell you what, I saw Brother Quail posted from another sister, Acts 2, about Dmitry Dudeman again. Dmitry's prediction for the future that he made years ago about the Russians, okay, and how they were going to take out a bunch of cities, Las Vegas and Miami and New York and D.C. and San Francisco and Seattle and different places, Minneapolis, different places, because they were all Sodom and Gomorrah, Miami. And that you would then see attacks, you know, in the United States, what have you. I can recall having a vision, a vivid, this was a dream years ago. And I could recall sitting on a hillside, like a, not a mountain, but more of a hill, more like in West Texas or in New Mexico, kind of an area. And looking out, and all I could see was paratroopers coming from the sky that were east block, and I could see them coming down. And they were like big guys, great big guys, but they looked more like Eastern European type. Or Russians. I could see stuff like that happening, okay? And I've been trying to prevent as best I could since that time to do it. But I think that the ego gets taken out, okay? In terms of an entity of the military, I think we get taken out because we're now weak and have weak leadership. Not that your brother or your husband or your sister or your, you know, cousin's third cousin's barber's son, not that they're not tough and good military members. Not that they're, I mean, ready to go and they have the right stuff and the right heart and that they're for America. But I'm talking about the leadership at the top of the pentagram and at the top of the Luciferian intelligence food chain, let alone the, you know, the nappy time, you know, droolers. And that's a new rock band, the Naptime Droolers, right? Run by the Joker Tuts, huh? Run by the Rothschilds, run by the Rockefellers, run by the, you know, Tune and Taxes, run by whoever it might be. The Queen of England, Queenie in the Red. And the red shirts, right? You know? But they work for Lucifer and his fallen angels. Lucifer the Rightbringer, that's who they worship. The Rothschilds claim descendancy in their own documentation and writings from Nimrod and Semiramis. Those who founded and utilized black magic on this planet for years. They worship Lucifer. And you look and see what's going on, it's not something that is lower level and political. It is up here. It's a five-dimensional Luciferian chessboard. And it's getting dropped down on you, and when you stop and think about it, and incidentally, I'm feeling a lot better, just to let you know, because I did let people know that I had gotten the COVID. And I was extremely ill for several days. Now, I do not discount that I probably had this new version of some sort. I don't know what version I have because I didn't go to get tested. I'm not going into the hospital, okay? I'm not going to go into the hospital. I'll put myself on oxygen, and I will take what I know to take based upon the research I have done anecdotally. I also have at least one doctor who understands what's really going on with this stuff, and I could go to him. But out of all the pharmacies in one large metro area, over 2 million people in the metro, there's only maybe one or two pharmacies that will actually prescribe or will fill the prescription of a doctor for ivermectin or for hydroxychloroquine. Nobody else will fill the thing. So now I'm glad that I went out when I first talked to you about ivermectin and bought some tubes of it at the feed store, all right? Because myself and my wife both have had this stuff. We have all kind of other family members that have come down with it too. And we've not even been around them. It's just been that if you went to the grocery or you went here or there, you have a large possibility of catching the crap. Now, I'm glad that it's probably a lot milder than the initial versions. But I also know that I took, after about 3 days, I said, this is ridiculous. This is not a cold. This is not the flu. I've got all the symptoms they're saying are the symptoms of this new thing, and I am sicker than dog doo-doo, all right? So I took my first deal, plus Mezzosilver, Brent Keys, and used that, sold that to the Red Chinese to get rid of the first SARS, so I've been dosing myself with that prophylactically for years, but still now increased when I got something. I've been taking about, six to eight of the oregano oil capsules, the oregano, Dr. Cass Ingram's brand. And I've had the high allicin content in the Gardasins and that kind of stuff. Plus the vitamin D, you know, D3, taking a lot of that, taking, you know, probably around 8,000, something like that, milligrams a day, plus about 100 milligrams of zinc, plus the regular vitamins and all the other stuff that you take, calcium, magnesium, all the other things. But I wanted to tell you is that ivermectin for me worked. I took the second dose. I feel a lot better after the first dose. And then after today, after taking that second group of it last night, and I did it by body weight on the little plunger thing. I measured out about approximately what my body weight was. And then I looked on there. They got like marks at zero, marks at 250, 500, 750. On up the line, and so I have done, you know, my numbers that are as close to mine as I could get, being a little bit over my weight, and I feel a heck of a lot better, and I'm still taking the Mezzosilver, the oil of oregano capsules, all of the other vitamins. You got to keep taking it. And do you think this is going to be the last time they bring something out against us? These people that worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer himself, worship Lucifer or whatever of his forms or pops or demons that they worship are trying to kill over 7 billion people, trying to kill 7 billion people so that this little g, Lucifer, this little g god Lucifer, thinks he's going to get up enough power by stealing your souls and holding you in check, you see, to get enough power up to come and be a counterfeit of the Lord Jesus as a Messiah. Well, let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, but there's lies in Lucifer, in the devil. There's lies in him and false promises and past not to go down. And I'm going to tell you what, whatever it is you got, you be really and ready and able to stand in the gap for Lord Jesus and for our Father in heaven against evil. You be willing to stand up to it and look it in the eye and put the Fungu bat or the Louisville slugger or the sharpened machete or the fighting knives or the Tommy Hawks or the quick draw McGraw hideout pistol or the full Glockenspiel or a 357 wheel gun or the 12 gauge pump or the rifle, or better yet, don't even get up from the table eating your cheeseburger, look down range with the scope and be like more like a Mickey LaPoo or be like Big Mac, okay? And what you do is this. You see the enemy? One shot, one kill. Go back to eating your cheeseburger. Let them lay down there at the end of the lane as a warning to others. If you got helicopters are coming, you got whether it's a one of them MiG helicopters, those, you know, like out of the Russian helicopters out of Red Dawn or something like that, or if you got the Apaches or whatever else coming out of American helicopters coming to put you under martial law, coming to take your guns, your food, put you in a COVID camp, whoever comes for you. Whoever is coming to take your family, your home, to take you away from your religion and your rights, to defend yourself, your right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, right to bear arms. Whoever's coming to take that away from you. And I've done my best to enumerate all of that. Then you'd be willing to stand against evil of whatever's coming at you, all right? And stand them up and throw them down. And dump 10 or 12 for each one of your guys, dump 10 or 12 of theirs out on the street or in the ditch and let them rot. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you get a red-blooded American who's a Christian, who believes in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you're going to come for us? Well, let me tell you something. There's no better fighting man than that or fighting woman than that. And that is all I'm going to say, baby. Come and get some. If that's the way you feel about it, they told you down in Gonzales, Texas. Come and take it. Molale, whatever, I don't know the Greek or the Latin or the this or that or the other, but I'm just going to tell you. Frog, you going to go according? Then I'm going to tell you what. Gig the frog, all right? Red Chinese are coming. Well, you tell them they got no ticky, no laundry, okay? And you say, I got ticky for you, pow, 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 okay? Whoever comes, do not let them take you, your family, your property. Do not let them take you from your religion. Do not let them take you from your freedom and right to be Christian, to worship the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Do not let them take that right from you. Do not let them take your children and vaccinate them and jab stuff into them to kill them in their ridiculous, evil putting of Hydra vulgaris. Look it up, Hydra vulgaris. Look that up and see what it is. That's what's in a vaccine, allegedly. You also have the graphene oxide and hydroxide, the carbon nanotube structures. You also have the things in there that turn the red blood cells into gumdrops from a theater from 1950 that the box of the gumdrops is still in there. That's how sticky they stick together and clot the blood. You have the stuff when they do it with the negative energy, the negative electrical charge, and it becomes graphene hydroxide, and it creates tiny razor blades inside your blood vessels. These are the things that Fauci and all of these murderers, Mengele-type murderers, are doing on behalf of the New World Order. For Lucifer and his minions, the fallen angels, who then control the top slots in corporations and banking. We're not going to go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. And I pray that this would be a good and peaceful year. But I do not think it will be, because you know why? Because Lord Jesus told us that it would not. Here's Luke 21. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes in South Carolina and other places, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. We've got this Planet X, whatever, coming. We also had something that may have come in back of the Earth, on the other side of the Earth, and the projected energy constructs out the rock, the tail of Comet Leonard, all right? Or Leonard. That may be a good thing, but it could also be a bad thing, in the sense that it could be not that, but they want to do something else to this planet. And great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate for what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. So let me repeat that again. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they come to put to be put to death. Shall they cause to be put to death? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. and the Marine Corps. Smedley Butler, go back and hide your head and cry. Because I'm going to tell you what. Nobody in the Marine Corps has given any kind of religious exemption for taking this shot, which is a killer shot. Wait till you start to see in another 6 months or a year, or whenever they turn on the 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G, whatever it is, and broadcast the signal that turns on all of the carbon nanotube wires, constructs, and terminals inside your altered DNA in your body, and it starts to turn on the cytokine storm and annihilate all those people who are vaccinated. Or who have had some of that shed off onto you, even though you've not been vaccinated. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair on your head perish. Now, why is that? Jesus then tells you, verse 19, Luke 21, in your patience possess ye your souls. You don't want to give your soul up. You don't want to sign the deal with the devil. You don't want to make the Faustian bargain. You need to stick up for the Lord Jesus. You need to stick up for our Father in heaven against all odds, against all evil, against all people or anybody that would come to take it from you. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and unto them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they that shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and waves roaring. We may still see Cumbre Vieja in perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking after those things, listen, looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you, if you stick with him, and you know you're with him, and he knows you're with you, and you're with our Father in heaven, let me tell you what. You want to know? Well, let me just read it to you. I'll tell you what, this is the best time in the world. Go to John 14. Go to John 14. Let's go back and read it. Let's read it once again. I've read it to you many times, but if we just read John 14, where are we at here? Let me find it. Okay, here we go, right there. And I'm going to read it from right here. Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Verily, verily, it's verse 12, chapter 14, John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now you need to look at that sentence and you're going to understand that that's a marvelous gift that Lord Jesus gave you if you believe on him. I'm going to repeat it one more time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That's the gift that Lord Jesus gave you. Take advantage of that. Believe on him, and you can do and do the works yourself as well. You see, that's what he's telling you. He's given you the power and authority to use it. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask in my name, anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? There he told you how that would happen. This is a real live thing. This is real live true religion. Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you pray in his name. He just told you anything you ask in his name, he will do. But be specific, people. I get all the time, I'll tell you what, I'm very pleased to say the Lord Jesus has answered prayers that we've had on air. There's a number of people out there I can think of that are still with us and had remarkable turnarounds and all kind of stuff. And may Lord Jesus continue to provide them medical miracles. Or if they've passed on, which over the years some have, that he's given them everlasting life in heaven. That's what the promise is. And that is the promise that is true. I don't know what time Putin might do something, or what time the New World Order, Joe Biden or Xi Jinping or this one, that one, or the other one, or the space scoundrels coming in from out somewhere else are going to do. But I do know this. Is that because I know the Lord Jesus, and he knows me, and I am with him, and he's with me, and I don't feel the fear. I don't feel the fear, the long, heart-wrenching fear that I used to feel. I feel that I'm with him, he's with me, and I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to put on the full armor of God. Then I'm going to put on my own body armor, my own PASGAT surplus helmet, my own combat boots. And I'm going to arm up with the at least three knives, a K-bar, a boot knife, and another smaller K-bar, and who knows what else, a sharpened machete. I'm going to put on the rucksack and the butt pack and all the stuff so that I can stay in the field and stay in the gap and maneuver a bit. And I'm going to have rifle and at least two sidearms, maybe three, with the extended magazines. And yeah, that's heavy weight. But I'll tell you what, when the time comes, regardless of what you got, if you got a ball bat or a kitchen knife or a golf club or whatever it is you got, you stand there and you say, Lord Jesus, I stand for you and our Father in heaven against this evil. Let me wade into them, Lord. Show me how to go after them, Lord, and take them down. Take them out. Put them on the floor. Put them back into hell and let them go into the fiery furnace. Because I think it's going to come to that. The power grid goes out. I've read to you as much stuff I can read to you. You just think about it. Won't come on for 18 months, maybe 2 years, maybe never. Do you have light? Do you have lanterns? Do you have lamp oil? Extra wicks? The Lord Jesus gave you the parable of the wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25 to tell you about that very thing. That's called being prepared. You think it might be nice to have some food? Oh, it won't be your half decaf, lotty body, Buddha, hada, hada. You know, your hood, bala, 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 you know. It might be a can of chunky soup. It might be a Dinty Moore beef stew. Might be a Chef Boyardee spaghetti and meatballs. It might be a can of tuna, you know. It might be a can of Alaskan salmon. It might be a can of chicken chunks. Might be, hopefully, it could be some of that Yoder's bacon. Or Yoder's beef chunks. Or freeze-dried lobster bip or whatever from the Mountain House. Or Alpenair. Or the Perpatriots. But I'm going to tell you what, you better have some. How long's the tribulation? You just do your own math and figure it out for yourself. Do we have a longer 7-year period, or do we have a great tribulation of 3.5 years? Well, I'm for the 3.5 years, but I think we may have already started the 7, so we're pretty close to the 3.5. Do you have warm boots? Do you have warm socks and clothing? Do you have firearms and ammunition? If you do not, then try to acquire it immediately. Go tomorrow, get something. If you've got an uncle or a grandpa or father that collects stuff, and they've got 20, 30, 40 guns maybe, which a lot of people have that kind of stuff. A lot of people have 10, 12 at least, you know. See if they've got a 12-gauge pump or even a 22 rifle, okay? Ruger 10/22 or Marlin or something. And see if they'll let you have that. If they've got the high quality, scoped weapons or the semi-auto, high quality, MR4 platform, M4 platforms or others, you know. Or maybe they've got those, but maybe they also have a Chinese deer gun, a Mac 90 or a Romanian type, or maybe they've got an SKS, with stripper clips, and you can get 7.62 by 39 millimeter ammo. They've got some. Then take that. That's a peasant's gun. You got a AK-47 semi-automatic AK variant. Well, the semi-automatic or the fully automatic, which we don't have this, don't let anybody think that you do because you don't. But a semi-automatic, you pull the trigger once, you get one shell comes out. The automatic, you pull the trigger and you can keep it down and it goes bop, 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 and there goes the whole magazine. But the fact is that if you're not one of the people that are able to keep a gun as clean as you possibly can, then you need the simplest of type weapons. And let me tell you something. Like a guy told me at a gun store years ago, he was a grunt, and I know some real good grunts, like the old Scholar of Temecula, a grunt. And his old point man, old Stoney, just went to ATI, okay? Or excuse me, AIT, Angel Infantry Training. Old Stoney did. The old Scott of Temecula and other people I know, they're grunts because they can take it. And I'm going to tell you what, a grunt who worked at a gun store years ago that I talked to, he said, hey, man, I don't care what you get, all that kind of stuff. But always, if you got the money, get one of these and put 5,000-10,000 rounds of this ammunition back. He says, because this gun has killed more people on this planet than any other thing in any other war. That's the AK variant. So I bought a Mac-90 back then. And the accuracy and all that is not what it would be on other things, but I'm going to tell you what, you can put firepower down line. And it's accurate enough, brother, let me tell you. Well, whatever it is you got, and maybe you need more than one, but if you just can only get one, then get you a 12-gauge pump, or a 22 rifle and get you a sidearm of whatever it might be. If you had a 22 rifle and you had a 22 sidearm, that would be just fine too. Just be real accurate and be real stealthy and get close and pop them. Because when these people start to come for you, whoever it is, Red Chinese, Russians, East Bloc paratroop, whatever it might be, crazed Luciferian, anti-Christian, Jade Helm type Marines and people coming for you to take your guns? No, no, no. Mister. No, no, no. Because I'm going to tell you what. Can you imagine fighting the American people and all of the firearms they have? Well, you just stop and think about that. Can you see, you ignorant people, those who said that Jesus, those in the Homeland Security who did the thing in Kansas City with all the firefighters and the cops and stated that the founding fathers were terrorists and that Jesus was a terrorist? Well, let me tell you what. You people are the ones that are evil. You're the people that are evil. You just stop and think a little more about it. And you're going to yard farm us. You're going to bring in and bring the Chinese in. Is that what you think is going to save this nation? Well, then you better have another thing coming, because I'll tell you. I always remember there was a prediction on Art Bell. Sean David Morton made the prediction. And he said that, and I won't get into how he said it, but, and I don't know if it's accurate, and I'm not, you know, saying that he's a prophet or something. No, but what he had a prediction, he said that what eventually will happen, that on the Plain of Sorrows, somewhere in western Kansas, Colorado border area, that the Red Chinese will come on in, and they will be met by whatever's left of the tough, red-blooded American women, men, children, dogs, cats, monkeys, whatever, and that we'll fight them to their death on the Planet of Sorrows, and that'll be them that will lose. So my telling for you tonight is this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. But do not let anybody take your ability to be a Christian away from you. In your patience possess ye your souls. That doesn't mean that you have to give up your family, your home, your life, go to some camp for COVID or this or that, or because you're in the Marine Corps and you're a Christian, they won't let you have an exemption on a vaccine, yet you're still willing to fight all comers who would come against America. You're not chicken. You're not a traitor. You just don't want to kill yourself per the orders of sordid, evil, scumbag-billed, pus-billed, Luciferian scum at the top of your institutions, your branches of the service. If they come with this, you get the Superman balloons. They come with the helicopters, you put up the Superman and the Godzilla balloons. Alright? You tangle up other weather balloons with wires and iron cable. You dig your tiger pits. Don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of fight. I pray we have a good new year. But let me tell you what. Be ready if we don't. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. At Eagle Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey the Pool, Mickey, your best being on the road and track and little L. Ginges all, baby. Ginges. Muay Thai fighters. Heart. Get the book. Get actual books, not the Kindle. Kindle means go bye-bye. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom, prepare. Have none. Phantom, you says, Lord Jesus, ask me. And be your savior. That's the way to start the day. Good night, Vince.